Thank you, Joe. First of all, from all our panelists, we want to just thank you that all of your hard work you put in wrangling four of us in our busy schedules, and you have your day-to-day job to actually get us organized and present today. We just want to thank you very much for that. Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
My presentation title has a lot of words, but really, in those words are migration, displacement, gentrification, the changing face of suburban America. A lot of words. But what it really all translates to is really place matters. And in Cook County, it is absolutely the point. Place does matter. So I'd like to begin by setting just a backdrop for my next few slides. And what we've seen in the northern eastern port of Illinois, the population changes over 30 years. In red is Cook County. And what we've seen from 1970 to 2000, we've seen a movement west into our suburban areas and much more into our rural parts of Illinois in 2000. Overall, so that's from that large viewpoint of what has happened with our population in over the course of 30 years. But recently in the 70 years, what we've seen is that, particularly in suburban Cook County, we have seen the population of white non-Hispanics drop by 6.1%. We've seen an increase in blacks by 2%, Hispanics 3%, Asians 1.3%, and others 0.3%. So over that time period of 2000 to 2007, we have seen folks only moving out of the city of Chicago, but we also have seen folks coming into suburban Cook County. We've also seen a lot of immigration from overseas, particularly Eastern European, into suburban Cook County. So that's the context of how what the northern eastern portion of Illinois looks like. So with that, next slide. What I'd like to just cover with you with that, just that context, is the jurisdiction of Cook County, some patterns of selective health indicators, poverty. These are the four I would like to talk about. I think there are a number of ones that we can all touch on and want to add to this, but to kind of tell a story. Four indicators: poverty trends, health infrastructure, income and healthcare access, income and food access, and let's see what we get when we look at diabetes. After we kind of look at those four, we can add some more on, but I thought it was interesting to look at it this way and get in conclude with some final thoughts. So let me begin by the jurisdiction of the Cook County Department of Public Health. The jurisdiction of the Cook County Department of Public Health is the most complex jurisdiction in the nation. We have 129 municipalities, all separate local governments. We have six state certified health departments. One for the city of Chicago, one for suburban Cook County, which is my jurisdiction, which is the ones in color. And then the ones in orange are four municipal state health departments, city health departments that were grandfathered in when the state of Illinois was going through its consolidation into county health departments. Well, those four happened to be strength in politics, happened to be around, they had a lot of power, and so they wanted to keep theirs. So that's why we got this kind of awkward. We're running over each other to do the same job. In the jurisdiction, there's 2.5 million suburban residents, 700 square miles. The Cook County is 920 square miles, 200 is the city of Chicago. I have the rest, 700. The regions that are most important for this context, this discussion, is that the portion of the yellow that's in the northern region of suburban Cook County, we have most of our white population is concentrated right there in that area of suburban Cook County as compared to blacks. But in, I'll see if I use that. But in terms of our black population, it's a little bit more even in terms of our red, the red portion, the southern Cook County, but that's where we see most of our black population concentrated in suburban Cook County. So we all know the story about poverty trends. 1 in 7 Americans are living in poverty. suburban. The suburban areas are now home to one-third of America's poor. And when we took a look at the last 9 years of suburban Cook County, what we've seen is that we've seen the rise in the number of those who are less than 100% below the poverty line for federal income levels. We've seen that grow by about 3%. We see that increase. And we also, when we look at and expand that category out to less than 200% of poverty, that's increased about 3% as well. But what you did see in the city of Chicago is a decline. So what you have happening is you had the city, a couple of things were happening. Recession, economies. You had the city of Chicago engaged in terms of moving a population out of the city into suburbs, in the suburbs. I'm gonna just leave it because I'm being taped. I'll keep it very general. But what has happened though is they've moved into areas. Go ahead, next slide. Even though this slide talks about health shortage areas, it's really about health infrastructure. When we start to see the movement out of the city of Chicago into suburbs, we moved into municipalities that did not have that infrastructure. No social services, really the police, no fire, really no health infrastructure to deal with the incoming movement of populations into suburban Cook County. The areas that are in brown both represent medically underserved areas and medically underserved professionals. So we have two things, underserved areas and underserved professionals, particularly concentrated in that southern portion of suburban Cook County, where most of the black population moved out of the city down into the southern portion of Cook County. Next slide. And I thought what was important to share with you is not so much healthcare access in the context of just where hospitals are, but it's almost what you get what you pay for. And when you look at income levels as compared to hospitals, what's very striking is that the number of level one and level two hospitals in suburban Cook County are all concentrated in the northern portion of Cook County. Well, the median income range tends to hover around $58,000 on the low end to $100,000 on the high end. Suburban Cook County has some of the wealthiest communities in the nation and some of the poorest communities in the nation. When we look at the blue, the southern portion of Cook County, we just have community hospitals. And the hospital that's in red, about 4 or 5 years ago, Jim, that's about right, St. James, was that about right? St. James used to be a level one trauma center, changed and converted and became a community hospital. So my point here is simply that when you have those resources, look where health institutions are either setting up or expanding their operations. And I think that just drives home the point that if you add on poverty, you add on the medical shortage area, that you're starting to see this picture of looking at this social justice around these health inequities, particularly in our southern and southwestern portions of suburban Cook County. Next slide, please. If you add that on to looking at access to food, you see basically the same picture. Less resources are still present, particularly our suburban portions, south suburban portions of Cook County. We have low access to good food, fresh foods in Cook County. The red represents particularly the city of Chicago in terms of our Gold Coast area, where a lot of our higher income levels are at. And we see a lot of high access to better food, better fresh foods. So if you take poverty, you take medical shortage areas, you take healthcare access, you take food access, what we're seeing in suburban Cook County is this for diabetes. Southern part of suburban Cook County, we have more deaths from diabetes concentrated in that region. But let's go back to the beginning of the story, where the population moved into an area, a portions of Cook County that had no infrastructure. We have folks who barely were living above the poverty line, living in areas that couldn't support them or were the services. Because all the services over about a 20-year span was concentrated in the city of Chicago. I can show you another slide that will show the same picture in terms of asthma and all other health indicators that all relate back to these four different health indicators. So let me just say that the southern area of suburban Cook County experiences some of the highest rates of poor health outcomes, high rates of unemployment, poverty, low high school graduation rates, other poor socioeconomic factors serve as major contributors. Health improvements can best be achieved by addressing the social determinants of health through policy, environment, and system changes. But let me say this, that in the end, place does matter. And addressing racial health disparities is challenging in large part because health behaviors and health outcomes are rooted in pervasive disparities in education, justice, social and political powers, and economics. Thank you.